After the recent attacks, Birmingham has been labelled as the jihad capital by the media. Now, Muslims from that area is obviously challenging that. We join on the line by Maulana Usman Mahmood, who studied in South Africa and lives in Birmingham in the United Kingdom. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us. Maulana, the Telegraph described Birmingham as one of Britain's terror hotspots, and the Daily Mail asked how the city had become the jihad capital of Britain. How do Birmingham Muslims feel about these labels?
Well, to be honest with you, the way we see it here at the moment is just because of a few minority does not mean that the majority are also jihadists. So we've obviously spoken to the councillors and we've spoken to the lawyers and the government as well, saying that, look, we are going to condemn this through as a human thing, that it's not allowed, and you know, even in Islam as well, it's not allowed to murder someone or to kill someone, but we are not going to make sorry for these people, right? So we've made it very clear to the government as well, that why is it that whenever somebody does some sort of atrocities or some sort of murder like this, that we have to be the ones to say sorry for? Because I'll give you an example. For the same reason that we put forward to the government is that a week after this attack, there was another person who did the same sort of thing in London, but he was not called as a terrorist. Right. And why was it? Because he was a white predominant. So that's why now what we've said to the government as well is that Birmingham itself is not a capital for jihadists. Alhamdulillah, we are here, we are helping these youth, we are teaching these youth, we are, you know, we're doing everything we can just to keep them onto the right path as well. Yes, there may be a few in every city, right, who may be doing all these sort of work, trying to get people, trying to brainwash people, but you can't call Birmingham itself as a jihadist capital.
After the label that has come and the attacks that have taken place, how has the mood been in the area since the, what has transpired over the last few weeks?
Well, it was first quite messed up before, even for sisters to walk outside or for youngsters to actually go into town or some sort of anything like that. Then people would actually either abuse them or call them names or those sort of things. But slowly, it's starting to obviously get back to normal in a sense. But people are quite wary. People are quite wary about it. People are keeping their distance as well. So the mood is still sort of the same as well. As it was before.
There's a large Muslim population in Birmingham, and it's a city that has traditionally welcomed migrants. How is the constant attacks and focus on Islam affecting how people in the city treat each other?
At the moment, it's there's no violence or anything here. Alhamdulillah, there's no violence at all. There's no physical violence. Everything is mostly done on social media, the way the world works now. But even if anybody was to walk around or anything like that, or even if the migrants, we have actually welcomed quite a lot of migrants as well. And but nobody has said anything in that sort of sense. It's mostly done either behind closed doors or either in town or something, to be honest. But generally, the mood is obviously, it would be still the same as it was about 2 weeks ago.
Now, as a repercussion of what has transpired and the general sentiment that has been in the United Kingdom over the last few years, as you indicated that it has been more on social media, but is this type of reporting adding to the anti-Islamic sentiment in the United Kingdom?
The way I would see it is, I was actually speaking to the police as well about this, the Prevent team. And one of the things that we've said is that because the social media itself is actually on a very, very high alert, because nobody has any control over it, and a lot of people are actually recruiting our youngsters or brainwashing our youngsters through social media rather than either doing like door-to-door visits or like, you know, massages or anything of some sort. Now, due to that is why a lot of our youngsters are actually becoming brainwashed and going towards, you know, ISIS or these sort of places and, you know, causing these sort of attacks. Because at the end of the day, what we need to explain to these youngsters, and we're trying our best as well, we're doing seminars, we're doing, like, events, we're doing everything we can just to get our youth back in and explain to them that these are not the sort of ways to basically go forward.
As you indicate, you know, in your one of your previous responses, that as a community, we shouldn't be apologizing, and there's the very distinct double standards by the media and by the West in terms of when people from different backgrounds commit terrorist attacks. Mm-hmm. So what sort of education are you giving to the youth?
Well, we're explaining to them as well about the first thing is very simple, that what is jihad? We, you know, we heard this voice, this word quite a lot. What is jihad? Jihad means to struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not mean to pick up a weapon and just go out there and start killing someone. We also explained to them as well the rules of a battlefield, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has put forward for us. We explained to them about the compassion that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for even the non-believers. We explain all these, the mercy of Allah, the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we do like a lot of these seminars, and we do a lot of these talks as well with our youngsters to show that even if a person who is living in a country which is of Darul Aman, the respect and the laws should be followed of this country as well. So these are the sort of things that we are teaching our youngsters, and we are trying to get forward to them.
We certainly hope and pray that things go well and that Allah makes it easy for the Muslims in the United Kingdom and all over the world. Mawlana, jazakumullah khair for chatting to us this morning.
Barakallahu fiik. Wa salam.